So, bottom line, what came out of yesterday is Me'ikra Din within one room is okay. The Chatchila, the Mishnah Berurah says not to go from one side to the other. Although, if you had Das, and if you had, you could see from one to the other for sure, even if you had Das, that would be fine. From room to room, you can't do. You can't make Kiddush in one room and go to another room unless you have Tarti L'Tivusa. If you can see from one room to the other and you had Kavana to hear Kiddush over here and eat over there, like we said, the Shul and Tinek, they make Kiddush in this room and then they eat in the next room and you can see from one to the other and they know that they're eating in the other room. That's good. Even L'Chatchila, the Bir Halacha says. Then you have Mibayis L'Bayis and that's a problem. You'd have to make Kiddush again. Now, I take that back. We said in the Bir Halacha, if he had Ri'is Makom and Kavana, he shouldn't do that L'Chatchila. But B'diyevet, if he did it, he would not make another Kiddush. Because of Achshash Baruch Levatol. Okay, that was Sif Aleph. It was a juicy one.
Doozy.
It was a doozy. Now we're up to Sif Beis. Let's try to finish the simen. Im kiddush bebayis echad al manas lechol sham. He made kiddush in house number one with kavana intentions to eat over there. V'achigach nimlach lechol b'makom achad. Then he changed his mind and decided he wanted to eat somewhere else. Tzarech lachzor ulekadesh b'makom shirot lechol sham. He wants to go somewhere else. He has to go make kiddush in the new place. I don't know exactly why you have to say that. Like, isn't that what we've been saying all along? I don't know. It drives the point home, I guess. And I also don't know if you can do that lichatchila. Like, do I have a right lichatchila to change my mind and therefore cause me to have to make now another kiddush? I don't know. Okay, Sif Gimel. Yeah, it's not... There's... Sif Gimel. Im kiddush velo sa'ad. After they kiddush lo yatsa, so you might think if I make kiddush over here and I eat over there, that's a problem. But let's say I make kiddush, I don't eat anywhere. I don't eat. I'm not hungry. No eating today. It's a diet. Short Shabbos. I'm going out. Matzah Shabbos. I'm saving room. So you might think that that's okay. Kamash Malon, Siv Gimel, not okay. Again, im kiddush velo sa'ad is a verb for seuda. He didn't have a seuda. Avi de kiddush lo yatsa. Okay, fine. Fine. That's the chiddush mishmar says Siv Katan Yir Aleph. I think we understood that on our own. Rama Hagav. V'tzarech lecha b'makom kiddush la'alter. When you make kiddush, you have to eat b'makom seuda right away. Oh, she b'dayt lecha shamiyad, or you have to have kavana to eat there right away, and then even if something happens and it gets delayed, that's still going to be okay. But if you do not have intentions to eat right away, you need both, two things wrong. You have to have kavana not to eat right away, and not eat right away, and then you have a problem. But if you had kavana to eat right away, and then something happened, and things can happen, whatever, the kid throws up, boom, okay, now you're busy for 10 minutes cleaning up the house, okay, that's okay, it's onus, that's fine. If you had kavana to eat later, and then you make kiddush, and they say, okay, where's the food? You say, no, we can eat later. Right, you can't do that, we're just living, Reish Ayin Gimel. So that's okay, you sit down and eat right now. You don't say, because your kavana was to do it wrong, you're out. No, your kavana was to do it wrong, but the mice, you did it right because you ate right away. That's okay. Unless you have kavana to eat later, and then someone tells you something, and then you had an onus, and it slept out, then that becomes a problem.
If you have enough wine, you're good to go, right?
We're going to get there. Okay, Mishnah Sifkat Yud Beis La'alter V'lo Yavsik Efilu Zman Katzar. He shouldn't wait even a little bit of time. He should eat right away. Okay, now here comes a very exciting detail in this sugya. Kasa Bishari Knesak Dola Di Me'ezes Siba Kami Duchte V'yatzel L'chutz. Let's say he goes outside. Okay, I'm in here. Make kiddush. And before I eat my kugel, whatever, I run outside, I run across the street or something. Then I come back. Is that a problem? So says the Shaykh Nasak Dol, it's not a problem. Then he comes back. Going outside and coming back does not ruin your kiddush from Makom Suda. Because at the end of the day, you had your kiddush over here. Now, maybe it wasn't the chatzila, maybe it wasn't right away, but it was okay. However, the Yesh Cholkim is that those that disagree and say, when you go outside, boom, even though you came right back, it ruins your kiddush Makom Suda. Right, we have that by Shinui Makom. Officially, Shinui Makom, if you drink a Coke over here, you make Shaka, you go outside, you come back, the Pashto is supposed to make another bracha, you had a Shinui Makom. The Alkain, therefore, even though he brings down the Shekhin Zagdola as the Iker opinion, then he says, V'yeish Chokin, so the conclusion of the Mishnah is, L'chatchila Yizaher Bazem Ma'od. You should be very careful not to do this. Ach, but B'di'evet, U'befrak, She'etzach Lassus Tracha, let's say you need a bathroom. And those days, needing a bathroom was a bigger deal than today. So you shouldn't make Kiddush again. Why? Because that's a kidvarim shen tzorach hasuda. You're not supposed to even need a bathroom. So it's tzorach hasuda. If what's schlepping out is setting the table and doing things that are tzorach hasuda, so b'di'evet, that's not called a hefsek. Like washing, we go from room to room. Right? We're not supposed to, make kiddush in the dining room and eat in the kitchen. We go into the kitchen to wash, right? Right, that's what we do. It's tzorach hasuda, that's what we do. So Deir Shu brings down, and I never heard of this, that Chafetz Chaim made sure to wash in the dining room. He didn't leave. The Chazon Ish also was very makbi not to leave. Rosh Hashanah says, we leave. Minig lahakel, what?
Your house.
Oh yeah, my new house. I'm saying that's a new sink. We didn't have that sink 5 years ago. That's funny. That sink's really there because it's outside the bathroom. But you're right. It also happens to be in the dining room. Very good. Okay, so Shomu Zalman says the minig is to make, obviously you go into the other room to wash your hands, and it's also first it's not outside, just room to room. And it's Tzorach Hasuda. So anyway, Tzorach Hasuda is much more lenient. But it's interesting that the Chafetz Chaim and the Chazon Ish were both very mocking not to leave the room. They wash in the room. Okay. Okay, agree. Okay, Mishmar Sivkot Yigimel talks about what we said, that only if he had intention to eat now and there was an onus and he ate a little bit later, it's going to be okay. If he did not have intention to eat now and then he changes mind and ate now, it's also okay. It's only if he had intention to eat later, even if an onus happens and that's why he ate later, he was going to change his mind, he's going to eat right away because his intention was to eat later and Lamaisi ate later, then that's a problem. And
how much time is it?
How much time? No one gives a time. How much time?
People went out in the bathroom an hour.
An hour?
Okay, time. Then I came back to the kiddush. What's the word of the time? I went out to meet someone, see someone, speak with them.
I mean, it depends. What is it? If he read Reader's Digest in the bathroom for an hour, then he has to make kiddush again.
I went out to speak with someone. I had a conversation. Someone saw me. Hold me a second. That was dinner.
And you went outside for an hour. That's not the Tzorach Hasuda. Oh, hold on. Wait. Hold on. We're in the middle. Hold on. Hold on. So look at Mishabura Sifkat and Yud Gimel. Okay. He made kiddush with stamdas. Hereby, I'm going to eat my Yerushalmi kugel right away. He made kiddush. And then he ends up eating right away. Fine, which is what we normally do. That's one thing the Rama is telling us. And the second thing the Rama is telling us, he had kavanah to eat right away. And then ones happened. He didn't eat right away. He ended up eating later. Now, okay, what does later mean? An hour, 2 hours later? No, I don't think that's what it means. It means. That's what it means?
Why not?
I don't know. Okay, I don't know. I'm not sure. El achakach gam kin yotza. Okay, now here, look at the brackets. Now this is your gimel ties into your bays. Im yotza gam mi makomo bein tayim. If he also went outside in the middle of this ones, das kamacharim shesarach lachso ulakadesh. However, it's not so simple. Okay, let's finish up the Ramah, and then we have to go through this again in a more misudar fashion. Hagah. Tzarech le'echol b'makom kiddush la'alti. You're supposed to see right away. Oh, she hey b'daita l'echol shamiyad, or he had kavanati right away, and then even if something happened, it's still okay. You want to know what's the time frame? I don't know. Let's see. If he has two strikes against him, he had kavanati later, and then in the end he ate later. For whatever reason, we don't care, he's not yotze. What's later? It's 5 minutes later? 5 minutes is not called later. Is it an hour later? Yeah, an hour is later. I don't know. I don't have numbers for you, and I didn't see. I don't know. Hold on. Even if his kavanah was eat later, which is the wrong kavanah, it's not a karban, that's possible, you know, with pigul and a wrong machshava, and if the ma'aseh ate right away, it's okay. Okay. Now let's go back to the going outside sugya. So there's a few shittos over here. So the Mishabura brought down in Sifkatan, Yud Beis, the Shari Knes Hagdola, who says, going out, the act of going outside does not ruin your kiddush b'makom sugya. Because you came back to the right place. There's a Pesach Davar and a Nachlas Tzvi brought down in this Bir Alocha, Dibur Maschil La'alter, and they say, you know, as soon as you go outside, boom, you lost it. Okay. Then, so we have the two, I'll call it two extremes. Going outside is irrelevant. Going outside is very relevant, and it ruined your Kiddush Makom Sudo. Okay. Now, we also have a Magen Avraham. And the Magen Avraham is a little bit, the poskim are fighting over what the Magen Avraham really means. The Magen Avraham discusses a case of ones, and then he goes on to say, Yotza mimkomo bein tayim, if he goes outside in the middle, sarich lekadesh sheinis. He has to make Kiddush again. Okay, so the Shulchan Atzeshit in the Derech HaChaim, the Chai Yodom, Shulchan HaRab, they all understand the Magen Avraham, like the Pashup Shat, like the second opinion. If he goes outside, he lost it. Finish. Done. That's really a lot of opinions. No, the Magen Avraham was from the most important poskim we have in Ashkenazic Jewry, and therefore it's very important to know what he holds. So they claim he says that if you go outside, that's the Pashup Shot, I think, of the reading. If you go outside, you lost it. Boom. Okay. However, there's another group of Achronim and Poskim who say in Tosafot Shabbos, Machzor Shekel, they say no. That's not what the Magen Avraham meant. The Magen Avraham meant you went outside and he ate outside, whatever. He went somewhere else and he ate there. That's why it's a problem. But if he would come back, it would be okay. So they're arguing, is the Magen Avraham holding like the Shari Knes Hagdola or like the Nachlas Tzvi? Is he saying going outside ruins it, or is he saying going outside does not ruin it? The Machlok is what the Magen Avraham says. The Bir Halacha wants to come up with some sort of compromise to put everything together. This is, do you ask for the altar? Okay, it's like 15 lines down in the Bir Halacha. After the brackets. This is a Kedeshul Yachlaku Ahadad Dinira. So to try to make peace amongst the poskim within the opinion of the Magen Avraham, he wants to say the following. The Magen Avraham will koi rak at the Samachlai. The Magen Avraham was discussing a case of ones. Then he talks about going outside. So he wants to say the going outside is not, I'll use a fancy English word, it's not in a vacuum. The going outside is not alone. The going outside is part of the ones. No. We'll explain it later. Demari Sham Mikodem Dinishta Machmas Ones. The Magen Avraham earlier, like two lines earlier or one line earlier, right before, is talking about an Ones case where they were supposed to eat right away and then the kid got sick, whatever, and then they had to deal with the kid. So there was some sort of Ones that made things schlep out. The ain tzarech lachzor ulekadesh. They didn't have to make kiddush again in the case of Onetz when the kid got sick. Why? They shlo ha'isa daitu lezem mitchila, because their intention was to eat right away. Then the kid got sick. It's Onetz. Okay, things slept out for 20 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever. Okay, and now they can eat, and it's considered kiddush makom sudo. And on that case, vazesim dim yotzim imkom abein tayim, that if he went outside, let's say he got sick, he goes outside across the street, there's a doctor living across the street, goes outside, whatever, talks to the doctor, comes back in, it takes 20 minutes, in the meantime, he left, he came back, ones, 20 minutes, they're dealing with the kid, now they're ready for the suda. So when you have the two together, the ones of zman, plus he went outside, then tzarech lachzor, he has to make kiddush again. It's not because, okay, it's the two together, right? There's a machlag. It's going outside. It ruins it or it doesn't ruin it. So he wants to say, according to the Magen Avraham, that alone does not ruin it. But that combined with some onus of zman, kid got sick and you had to deal with the kid for 15 minutes and you went outside, those two things together are going to ruin your kiddush. You have to make kiddush again. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah is paskening, sort of, over here. The going outside, according to the Magen Avraham, only ruins your kiddush makom suda if you also had an onus of shihu izman. You're supposed to eat right away. Took 15, 20 minutes because the kid got sick. That alone would not be mechayev you. The two together. He went outside and there was a...
What happened if I'm going out 1 minute?
So that's what he's saying. According to the Magen Avraham, you will not have to make kiddush again. Now, a lot of poskim disagree with that, right? The first group of poskim say, no, the Magen Avraham holds like the Nachasi, you go outside, you come back, you lost it. You have to make kiddush again. And then the Nachasi Shaka says, no, he comes back, it's okay. And Mishabura has a compromise, basically. If he goes out and comes back, he does not need to make kiddush again. But if there was also a pause of 15, 20 minutes, a shihuit, zman, ones, that together, the two together, he has to make kiddush again. And that's what the Mishabura paskim is over here in the brackets. What's gam? He's talking about ones, the two together. Das kama achronim shetzorich lachzor ulekadesh. He has to make kiddush again. However, according to the Tosefta Shabbat, Masa Shekel, they understand that the Magen Avraham is only talking about when you eat outside. You ate somewhere else, but if you actually come back, no problem. And the Shari Knesset HaGdol that we started with, also if you come back, is no problem. So this halacha, that he went outside, he came back, it took 15 minutes, he has to make kiddush again, the two together, even though he seems to paskin that way in the Mishnah Berurah, it's not so pasha. And that's what he says in the Shari Tzion at the bottom, Oishi Gimel. He says, that's the Magen Avraham based on those poskim, the way he wanted to understand it. But the other poskim, lo hevinu dvar of kach. They understand going outside is nothing, no problem. So meaning he seems to paskin in the Mishnah Berurah, das kama achron shetzach lachzor lekadesh. But then in the Shara Tzion he says, it's not so simple. So he doesn't really give us a bottom line. Doesn't really tell us what to do. Sounds like, what?
By night, it's something else.
Say again?
By night, it's considered to be something
It's not a Sefik Daraisa, because the whole concept, we assume Kiddush Makom Suda, even though there is a rush, whatever, says Daraisa, we assume it's Darabana. The whole concept of Kiddush Makom Suda, Makom Suda, we hold is Darabana.
But Kiddush
alone? We're talking about Kiddush Makom Suda. No,
the
Magen Avraham holds that when you dab a Marvi, you say Kiddush Minat Torah. Okay, we have problems with that. Kiddush says you say Good Shabbos, you yotze. Okay, we have a lot of problems with that. But when you make Kiddush, everyone agrees you yotze Kiddush Minat Torah. Not everybody, there's a rush that disagrees. But we assume that Yotzi Minat Torah, Kiddush Makom Suda, didn't do Rabbana. I hear what he's saying. He's saying, if it would be a Sefik D'Oraisa, so we'd have to go to Chumrah. So, yeah, you're right. But it seems like it's all Sefik D'Rabbana, and we go to Kula. No, it's not like that. It's the other way, because it's also making a bracha, which also gets it. I didn't think about Shini Makom Bayayin, but let's see that. What? Sounds like here you don't have to make another bracha. You don't have to make Kiddush. He passed first, again, Mishra is that's kama achronim, and he says, not so pashut. So what should you do? I don't know, follow other rules. Savi d'rabbanan kula. Here he talks about making another bracha, it's not so pashut. You can just make another bracha. Like you said before, it's like a suffix bracha v'atala. Okay, that's the going outside sugya. So you should not go outside between the Kiddush and the Hamotzi. L'chatchila for sure. L'chatchila for sure, don't go outside. You make Kiddush, then you really have 15 kids, you realize you're missing the 5-year-old, let's go look for the 5-year-old. Don't look for the 5-year-old till after Hamotzi. No, I wouldn't go that far. I'd move the room. Yeah, meaning since we hold room to room is a problem, so is that what we're saying over here? I don't think that's what we're saying over here. Yeah, we're talking about going outside, outside, not much outside. Okay, Sif Dalit, we already did. We're not doing it again. I was going to read through it, but we don't have time. Sif Hey. Sif Hey brings down Shitas Hagonim. This is what you were asking me. En Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda. What does it mean, Suda? Do you have to wash and eat a Suda? So look at the Bir Alacha. What's the Bir Alacha? Dibur Maschel Kasva Hagaonim. If it's Sefer Ma'aser Rav Kasva Shehagra Af Bekiddush Hayom. Lo Yom Kadesh El B'Makom Suda Gemura. V'Lo Minei Tagima Oyayin. The Gra holds Kiddush Makom Suda means Suda, bread. Without bread, you're not Yotzei. So all the Kiddushes that they make in Shul throughout the world are no good according to the Gra. Can't you not eat? Doesn't eat. Eating Gra Kiddush ain't Kiddush Makom Suda. Yaakov Moshe tries to be makbid on this because his father was a big grunt. Now, Dershow brings down, I get based on this, it seems, from I don't know who, maybe Rav Sonnenfeld, that even when you have when you have Kiddush in shul, when you go home, even if everyone was ready Yotzei and everybody was at the Kiddush and everybody ate mizonos, it still could die to make Kiddush again, to be Yotzei Shita Sagra. And I think that's what people do. I think that's a minig. Also, could be it's an Indian in the Suda itself. So, even though you're already Yotze, Kiddush Makom Suda, it's good to make Kiddush again when you go home. Usually, there are people who didn't hear Kiddush, didn't eat what they need to eat. Fine. Now, the Gaonim hold. What are the Gaonim hold? Look in Reish, Ayin, Gimel. Hey. Kasra Gaonim. Hold the Kiddush Makom Suda. When we say Kiddush Makom Suda, how do we define Suda? The Gaonim say, not like the Vilna Gaon. Afil Ochel Davar Muat, even if he ate a little bit. Oshasa Kos Yayin. He drank a cup of wine. Shechayev Allah Bibracha. Okay, he drank a revius of yayin, which is chayiv in ala gefem. Yotzei de kiddush b'makom suda. He's yotzei. V'gomer suda b'makom acher, and then he can finish the suda somewhere else. V'davka ocha lechem oshasa yayin. Only if he ate bread or drank wine. Ava ocha peros lo. If he had apples, that's not good enough. Haga ulefizi. According to this, hayamutu lemoel ulesandak. You have a bris and shul Shabbos morning. So the bris is done on a kos yayin, the kriya shem, the brachos. So now who's supposed to drink that wine if there's no food in shul? So ain kiddush hamakom suda. You can't drink that wine. Even if you want to say yotze kiddush with that, you should be yotze kiddush in the morning. All you need is a bar prayer gafen. You said bar prayer gafen. Great, yotze kiddush, but there's no suda here. The food's at home. I can't make kiddush here and eat over there. So I have a problem. I can't drink the wine. So what do I do with the wine? Give the wine to a kid, like we do Friday night in shul, in chutzlars. But now, according to what we're saying, you could be yotze kiddush hamakom suda by drinking a cup of wine. So that's the easy way out. The guy who has the kriya shem, whatever, makes the brachas on the wine. If he drinks the cup of wine at revius of yayin, he's yotze kiddush hamakom suda. There's no problem. He's yotze kiddush. He's yotze suda. Whatever in terms of kiddush hamakom suda. So Ramah says, "Lofizeh hayamutu lamal ulasandak lishlo mikol shalmila." They can drink the cup of wine at the mila. B'shabbes b'shachres im shosin kashir. If they drink enough, aval no gulita latino. Dominic is still to give it to the kids. I don't think here he means to give it to the baby who just had the bris. I'm not sure, but it sounds like it would. I'm not sure. We do that on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, we give it to the baby. What? No, not a revius. A mashu. Yes, right. He's nothing. He's not chayiv. Right. That we discussed back in Reish Samach Tes. Meaning, if he's not yechinuch, so what do you need the bracha? Right. So the Rashi who says that you don't even need to drink at all, it's just for cover to the coast. But Mishmur doesn't seem to pass him like that. He seems to say you do need to. Yeah, they discuss. When it's a bris, so it's mamish for the kid, so then the kid drinking is good enough, even though he doesn't need a bracha, it's not chayiv and bracha, but the whole mitzvah is his mitzvah. But Friday night kiddush, they say dafka, there's a discussion, to give it to kids who are b'nei chinuch, who are chayiv in a bracha, and therefore you made the bracha for them, and that's how you save the bracha. That's how the Mishnah Berurah explained it. Okay, so here the Gaonim told us you can eat bread or wine. What about, we come to kiddush here, we don't eat bread, we don't eat wine. What about Yerushalmi Kugel? Okay, so the wine needs to be something that's chayiv in a bracha achrona, which is a revius. There's what to say about that, but that's it. Period. That's all we're going to say. Mishmur Sif Katan Chafei Osha Sayayin V'Kol Shekenim Ocha Minei Tagim Mechameishas Minim Diyatza. And for sure, if he ate one of the five grains, wheat, barley, oats, belt, and rye, Yerushalmi Kugel, cake, cookies, pretzels, crackers. Fruits we said are no good. What about fruits of Shiva Saminim? Hold on. So he says Chamesh is mine dagon him chashivit tvei l'psud shavas miayim. Chamesh is mine dagon is more chashiv, meaning in terms of being considered a suda, than wine. So if wine is good, kabachomer Chamesh is mine dagon is going to be good, and all those wheat flour products will be okay. Aval sheichar beer. Let's say making kiddush on beer. Ushar mashkin afim hayu chamar medina. So you can make kiddush on it, but drinking revius is not going to help you, because it's only it sounds like it's only bar nefashas, or it's not soid. Wine is fills you up. It's not the bracha achrona. You need a sheer bracha achrona, but let's see. Afim hayu chamar medina ain yotzibam b'makom suda. Why the lo soid alev kimo yayin? Wine fills you up, and therefore has the status of suda, at least regarding kiddush b'makom suda. They hold that they disagree with the Goyim, and they say Kos Yayin is not good enough. And therefore, so the Chatzchila, one should not rely on drinking the cup of wine for his Kiddush B'Makom Suda. It's better to use the Mizonos. Now, Friday night, even though the Kiddush Makom Suda is all Durabanan, but the Friday night Kiddush, which is Dor Raisa, even though the Kiddush Makom Suda part is only Durabanan, we take Friday night, like, people don't do this Friday night. You don't see people make Kiddush Friday night on a Yerushalmi Kugel and then eat the Suda 2 hours later, even when Shabbos starts at 4 o'clock. We take the Friday night Kiddush more, I don't know what the word is, more seriously. I don't know, that's not the right word, but the coolest that we have by Shabbos Day, we don't use Friday night. Now, the other five, the Shiva Saminim, grapes, pomegranate, those are not good. Even though it's a fancy bracha achron, it's a bracha achas, mei shalosh, those are still not good enough. The Shilte Giborim is the most nekel. He says, even fruit is okay. Regular fruit, apples. The kol through the Shabbos, nach Shabbos keva, the fact that eating it on Shabbos turns it into a kvias. Ach, das atorv shulchan aruch iker, that you should not rely on peros at all. Ach, let's say a person's very sick, and that's like, not very sick, but a person's weak, he needs to eat something, he can't drink the wine, he doesn't have bread available, he doesn't have any of chameshes minei dagon, im cholesh liu ksas, ve'en lo ata mechameshes aminu lisod achar hakos, das ezachronim, so some achronim say, yesh lismoch al shute giborim b'shachar. So in the morning, there's room to be mekel, to have peros to be yotzei with the, you know, that you're not considered to be eating before dam, before kiddush. Health conscious. That's also very important. Aval belayla bevad they ain't lismoch alav. Ushar poskim, the shari poskim will speak like a vasim. Most poskim don't hold like that. And then mishmer sivkat and chavzayin kashir. Dehainu shish to shir revius. V'yesh omrim that shir revius is not good enough. You need to drink a revius in addition to the kiddush wine. Meaning kiddush wine to be yotze kiddush, you need below lugmav. Then you need an additional revius. Okay, you're not. If you hold a revius as, let's say, 3 ounces, you're talking about having 4.6 ounces. It's not. It's kiddush. Of kiddush. He's saying that is the kiddush cup, right? Our kiddush cups are more than. Yeah, so that's a good. I didn't see anyone discuss that. I have to look into that a little bit. Meaning, let's say I just drink the Kiddush cup, and in there is a Revias plus Molugmav. Is that enough, or it's not recognizable because it's just a Kiddush cup? I don't know. I'll get back to you on that one. Okay, we'll finish this up next week.